Morning Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
The good doctor has joined me in the studio, as she does every Friday morning, to help us explore the wonderful world of musical performance.
Yes. So, today we are doing the hungel.
The what?
the hungel. I'm pronouncing. We're doing jungle, but...
Deep down in the jungle.
Yeah. But we are not doing jungle music, which is a genre.
Yeah.
Or necessarily songs about the jungle, like Welcome to the Jungle.
That is Welcome to the Jungle.
So these are songs that make you feel like you're in the jungle, supposedly.
Jungly.
Yeah, which is weird because when you ever listen to them.
It's a great word, jungle. That's a great word.
I mean, who says we're going to name an area of lush trees jungle?
Hold on. Well, there's a thicket, a forest, there's a shrub, and then there's the jungle. So cool.
So, and you'll have a listen because sometimes is it the drums that make it sound like the jungle? But, you know, there's not like drum sounds in the jungle. Is it the sound effects or bird? So this is sort of my part two of this sort of sound effects sort of.
Did you want me to replay the tiger mating thing from last week? Last week? No? Okay.
Whew. Yeah, that was interesting. Well, I wasn't sure which of the protagonists was making which noises.
I think they're both two to tango in the jungle.
So, but it seems to be quite a theme. Like, there was there's loads of songs just that have jungle in the title, right? Like, Welcome to the Jungle.
But that doesn't necessarily make the song jungle-ish.
No, these are ones that maybe make you feel like you're in the jungle. In fact...
Are you on board with this?
Well, what's funny is so many people talked about how much it transported them. An awful lot of people talked about tripping, right? That means it takes you to the jungle? If they're tripping when they listen to it? That means traveling, right?
Yeah. like a Wolverine.
Having a look at the comments on these jungle songs, everyone was talking about tripping. So what are we going to play?
So this is Glass Animals with Pools.
Okay, so straight away, Glass Animals, you know, so you've got the imagery is already...
Animal theme.
And pools.
And pools, you know, so animals come to drink. Oh, yeah, it's a great gathering place in the jungle for animals. Oh, very jungle. Oh, that's beautiful. I'm at home in the jungle.
Someone said this song is like a lava lamp come to life.
Depends. I don't like that analogy because there's lava lamps, proper ones, and then there's those cheap, shitty lava lamps that pass as lava lamps nowadays.
And then
a lava lamp should get so hot that you think it's going to blow up. That's my theory on good old
like a
honest lava
lamp. Science experiment. Someone else called it a peaceful banger, which is an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah. That's when you've only got a limited amount of words. A peaceful banger. Oh, is it? A lot of bird life too.
Yeah, so this has got the drums and some birds.
Is the desire of the performer here, of the person who's made the song, Glass Animals, are they trying to paint a picture of them, how if they were in that environment, the sort of that's how they would sing? Like, they'd just be in amongst the trees going, yeah, da, da, da,
well, and is this a da, running da, 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 through the jungle? Or is it watching life in the jungle? Or is it laying down and looking up a tree?
Just taking a moment to maybe just, you know, retighten your pack, something like that. Load up your blow dart gun.
Okay,
you know?
So you're walking with a pack. That's good. I like that.
Oh, yeah, I'm carrying. I know. Make someone else carry. That's very pleasant. Very pleasant.
Now, have you heard?
Not a lot of dangerous animals in this jungle.
No, this is a happy jungle.
Yeah, it's a happy jungle.
I think your backpack adventure is probably what it is. Now, have you?
I'm thinking of Avatar. I'm thinking of that sort of jungle.
Oh yeah,
it's a good jungle, by the way.
Oh, that is a pretty one. That's right. Because I mean, obviously,
we haven't got time for me to rate my top 15 jungles.
We've got lots of jungles. That's right.
Do you want to move on to the next jungle?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's a slightly different vibe.
It's up to the ask the doctor.
Huh?
Please run by the doctor.
Okay, well, I just want to bring up something, though. Have you heard of ASMR?
Yes. Yeah.
So, autonomous sensory meridian response, which basically means You get a tingle.
You get a tingle. I get a tingle from the jungle. It's true.
From a sound. And so some people are feeling like these songs are so good. No, normally when you watch ASMR videos, it'll be, hey, it's like someone chewing or
whispering.
Yeah.
If you get the wrong one, it's a bit like watching one of those late night, why don't you call up and tell us your fantasies?
All around they are, but it's a bit...
Oh, it's creepy. Once you're open to it.
Just, you know.
But so maybe do you feel that, though, with these songs? Are you feeling...
I know. I can think of a track that I could play now that I definitely get that from every time I listen to it.
Okay. Is it jungle related?
It's actually called the jungle. It's Jungle Beats with a Z. And it's an M83 mishmashy thing. But yeah, I might play it later on.
We'll see. Okay. So are we going to play...
Let's press on.
We're going to play Flying Lotus?
Yeah. Let's go into Flying Lotus with Melt. Is that how you'd say it? It's got an exclamation mark.
Yeah, true. Yeah, very good.
Melt!
Melt!
Yummy, no. Melt!
Oh, see, this is drums. And birds.
It's kind of interesting because I feel like with Flying Lotus or Glass Animals, they're two quite different
jungles.
Genres.
Yeah.
Yeah, but once again, you've already set the scene with the name of the artist, you know? Although Lotus is a plant.
Yeah, but maybe Lotus, see. You're in India.
Yeah. Hold on, have a listen. I'm not entirely sure we're supposed to be where we've wandered into here. I don't feel as welcomed as I do in that last jungle song.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we're in someone else's territory, you know?
Feel a bit nervous.
Oh, just, you know. Respectful, yeah. You know?
Well, I mean, for me, having drums in the jungle means there's humans there, you know, because that isn't, right, like an organic jungle sound, but people will automatically... I mean, I grew up, when you're watching documentaries and there's always, like, music,
yeah.
I thought if you go to poor villages somewhere in the world, there's always, like, a band.
That's also great about
keeping it going.
Those BBC, like the BBC Planet Earth ones, yeah. When, like, dolphins jump out of the water and it's massive, like, this charge of the light brigade. Woohoo!
I just thought there was permanent music everywhere besides where I lived.
And this is a short track. It's almost over.
But it's all there. It's 100% jungle. Oh, hang on.
One of the comments says...
Hold on. Oh.
See, we have more human clapping and slapping.
We've gone too far. We just walked on the wrong bit there. That's like you walked into the...
Okay. Someone said... One of the comments said...
How many chance we finish it? Let's just go.
It'd be interesting to see what the next track in that album is on that.
Maybe. Oh, I see where it goes to.
It could go into...
Maybe it's a bit like coming off a ride, like coming out of the log flume ride at the end.
Oh, you know, and you
the letdown.
Wow, that was really... Oh, here we are.
Well, one comment on that song was, it feels like the ancestors are talking to me.
Oh, okay.
So it is more of a human version, of the jungle.
Sure. I mean, there's room for everyone in the jungle, surely. But I mean, once you like the ocean, once you respect the jungle.
Another comment was, the song makes me want to dance butt naked on acid.
Well, this one is by The Acid.
The Acid.
It's called Animal.
Okay. Well, here's this one. We're not already led down the jungle path, as it were, by the name of the band. Quite the opposite.
The name of the song is Animal.
Ah, you see, I said the name. Yeah. Right.
And I think the acid's kind of connected too. Let's be honest.
Who's selling animals acid? Sick.
There's a little tingly there. Eating tingle.
It's a bit spooky. It doesn't look like Mike's getting a tingle.
I feel like I've walked into a
It's not your jungle.
No, so I feel like I walked into a high-end clothing shop or something.
Yeah, right.
I got all jungle actually so far. Just into his room.
I don't feel like this one is as jungly.
Wait on, there could be something could just jump out now.
Maybe you need to lay Mikey's tiger sounds over the top. Well, it just shows how.
Whoa. We're at someone's house by the airport or something. What's going on? There's no jungle here. Oh no, I know what this is. Imaginary cyber jungle. That hum.
Push me in a
that electrical jungle hum.
maybe it's more peaceful, like a pool, you know, in the lush. It just shows how different everybody's version is. Because
sometimes the jungle can be a wreck, it can be a cacophony, yeah. And other times it is absolute serenity. You're
yeah.
Right.
And that it's, I guess it's like if you asked all three of us to do a painting of a jungle, that would come out completely different.
Past the green.
Well, it's interesting because this is when we did animal sounds, it was actual sounds of animals, whereas jungle sounds is not actual jungle sounds, it's sounds that make you feel like you're in the jungle.
That's right. It's like a painting. It's a different, yeah, it's a totally different kind of representation, which is why I gave it its own show instead of squeezing it in. Mm. Or what they call a floating signifier.
Well, that's something else.
It was me just checking that in because it wasn't jungly enough.
Tastes like a stone.
Yep, nah. No, I need more jungle.
Okay.
Can I check in a suggestion here? Controversial,
okay.
But poignant.
Okay.
And just wait for this poor fella to. Electric drums in the jungle.
Oh, there it goes.
Really? This is it's a warning from the jungle. This one.
Beat the drums.
Not that one. This one. As suggested by a texter, but already thought of by me.
So you're wiring for help?
Well, you are if you're a tree. This is on Cold Cut and Hextatic. The track called Timber. Have you ever heard this before? This is amazing. All about deforestation.
Oh, I see.
In the Amazon basin.
Save the jungle.
Because you see, these are sounds that would be heard in the jungle.
But they shouldn't be.
Yeah, you're on the right. You're on the right jungle river boat journey.
See,
here we go.
See, I like the third one better than this one. That peaceful one was.
Doesn't this alert you to the crisis of escalating rapid and destructive deforestation? Just has some beautiful vocals coming on. Which counts, jungle? People live in the jungle as well. You've got to remember. And diggers and.
I like the third track better than that. That gave you, more of the feeling of the jungle.
Okay. I'm with you. Okay. I really love this song. Hey, if there's listeners out there that love that song, we should get together after the show and have a listen to it. This is the other one. I'll get forward to it since we don't have time.
This is a nightclub in the jungle.
A macaw, if I'm not mistaken. How good an animal is a toucan? That is a crazy bird.
But obviously it's a thing that everyone's obsessed with, right? You know, like we've had all different genres. You know, sort of indie.
We're so happy just to get rid of nature around us. Like when we do, we can. I mean, when you're in the jungle, you're in the jungle. The jungle's in charge.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. It reminds you of your place.
Anyway, so that's that one. So that's jungle. That's the jungle.
Yep.
What an interesting choice. We lived from the French horn to jungle noises.
Well, I was breaking up our sound effects, you know, because when the sound effects, I came across these things that aren't sound effects, but sound allusions.
Yeah, that's the future, I reckon.
And so I thought I'd give it its own thing.
Right.
And I just broke it up with French horn, you know, just to break
it up. I mean, this is the probably we can't talk about buying jungle sounds on Trade Me, can we, or can't?
Well, you probably get different samples, and as we've heard, there's totally different kinds of samples, right? Yeah. You know, is it, does it have to have bird? Does it have to have sort of
animals make funky noises
space?
Too.
Does it have to have drums? You know, what's your jungle?
Yeah. Hey,
leaves.
Just, honestly, romp around in your own jungle. Eh? walk your own jungle.
What means jungle to you?
That's my inspirational quote for the day. Walk your own jungle.
Oh, be famous. Love it.
Oh, I'd love to see your jungle.
Oh, no, you can't. No, that one doesn't work. Sorry.
Jungle, question mark?
Okay.
No, I'm not going to. Someone said deep forest. That's too obvious. That's a forest, too, by the way, deep forest. You know? Come on. Hey, so next week?
Next week, we're doing overtone singing. You know, the people that sing two notes at once.
Ozzy Osbourne, I reckon, does it.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Thanks, Dr.